Good morning, everyone. Take a seat, because I can be guaranteed there'll be times this week when it'll be hard to find one. We're really expecting a full house, and so obviously some people are still not awake. I'm Lars Bilson, the director here at the KITP, and I want to welcome all of you to the conference this week. And I first want to thank the people who've been doing the heavy lifting to organize it. And I saw Rob Myers outside. I don't know if Rob came in. But Roger Melko, thank Roger. Rob Myers and Sentil. Where's Sentil? There's Sentil. So let's a round of applause. And where's Rob? Where's Rob? So I want to first ask, for how many of you is this moment the first time you've been in the building at KITP? Raise your hand. Hi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. You can put your hand down. Let me explain to you a little bit about KITP programs. You're here as part of a conference. The program is a much longer event that's been going on now for, nearly 8 weeks, I believe. And the programs are designed by you, the scientific community, working with our advisory board here and the permanent members and myself. And the programs for 2016 and 2017 are already planned out. You haven't seen them yet. They should go live in the next month. And so we'll start then planning for 2017, 2018, which I know to you seems infinitely far away, but sitting here, it seems like we're always 2 years ahead. That process is proposals come to us in various forms. We work with our advisory board to shape them into things that end up happening a year and a half later, and we do that far in advance because it takes time to ensure that we get the best people to come for long periods, as well as do the right thing in terms of what's really needed and is appropriate for the physics community. So if you have ideas, I'd really encourage you to talk to people while you're here. And the best people to talk to that are in the crowd that I'm going to visually identify are former or current members of our advisory board. So starting on this side, I see Brigitte Whaley here, who's presently on the advisory board. Rob Myers, there's Rob. Leah Radzihovsky. John Preskill, Steve Giddings is a local on the board. John Berlinski, of course, is the deputy director here. He can help you as well if you have ideas. And who else am I missing in the crowd as a former or current advisory board member? No one else. Or me. Talk to me. So that's the main thing I wanted to do, is to let you know that we're constantly planning and thinking about what's a good program to do. And of course, in this case, we put two in parallel, this and the program on quantum gravity, and so we've seen a lot of synergies from that, and that's why the room's going to be packed. Everything we do here is recorded unless the speaker opts out, and so please do use the microphones for questions. As you'll see, we have an interactive format, and so there is time for questions at the end, and Esperanza Lopez will be the first session chair, and she will set a stunning example of what that means to both keep the speaker on time, but more importantly, keep the discussion going afterwards so that there are time for questions. And there will be two microphones. But it is important that the question get on the microphone. Otherwise, on the web, you'll just hear the answer. It'll be like Jeopardy. So it is important to leave time for questions. And again, you'll let that play out. There are instructions in your packet for the speakers as to how to download your talk. So we also get that on the web adjacent to the live recording of the talk. And so the instructions are there, and you can email that to Doug Eardley. Our staff are all here. So Claudia, of course, is the main conference coordinator, and she'll be working with you as well, the IT staff, to ensure that everything is working smooth. The thing that should work beautifully smoothly this time is our wireless, which we've just upgraded. This conference is the test, so I encourage all of you to simultaneously Skype. No, just kidding. but the password, the wireless you want to see is KITP. Don't grab KITPconf, grab KITP. And of course, it's the password we've had for 100 years at the Institute, which is airport 123456. So of course, the only reason you should be on the internet during the talks is to maybe see the talk you just missed, or to check the veracity of the speaker by checking the reference. But that is the wireless access, and that should let you do what you need to do. During the breaks, it's very important that you wear your name tags so that our staff know that it's okay for you to be eating the food. There are other programs here who will think that all of that food out there is for them. And so that is something you want to please do, is wear your name tags in the during everything, both the breaks and the lunches and the dinners. For those of you who drove and need to park in lot 10, the fifth floor is where you should be parking. And you can select VIP at the kiosk as a way to pay for your parking up there. If you get locked out of the building locks at 5 o'clock. We don't give you a key. And so after 5, you're trying to re-enter, especially on the dinner nights, Tuesday and Thursday, you want to re-enter on the sort of west side of the courtyard. There's a big wooden gate, and you'll see the caterers coming and going from there, so that's always open. So speaking of dinners, if you're planning to bring a spouse, friend, children to the conference dinner, you really need to let Claudia know today so that she can ensure the count and collect the dinner fee. And then the shuttle, which many of you rode, will leave at the end of the day after the last talk today, since there's no dinner today. And then by Friday, some of you might want to go home, though I'm not sure quite why you'd want to do that. But if so, you should sign up. If you need to sign up for an Airbus or shuttle or anything like that, there'll be a sign-up sheet there. So that's all the announcements I have. I want to hand this over to Esperanza, who's going to get things rolling for us.
Okay, so let's start the first session of the workshops. The first speaker is Veronica Hugeny, who is going to give an overview on entanglement in holography.